a discharging sore that comes to a head.
In a ball.
And the stuff that comes out of it is
pus.
And in a war, if someone got shot, you say they got a bullet
wound.
And if the wound didn't heal right, and it might get white stuff around your palm.
Crab flesh.
And if you had a cut on your finger, you might paint it with
iodine.
And the pills that people take for malaria are
quinine.
And if a person was alive yesterday, but today he isn't, you'd say last night he
died.
And if you didn't know the cause of the death, you'd say, I don't know what he died
from.
The place where people are buried.
The cemetery.
And the box that people are buried in.
Coffin.
And the ceremony for burial is
the funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say they are in
mourning.
And if somebody's troubled about something, you might say, oh, it'll come out all right. Don't
worry.
And the disease of the joints is called
rheumatism.
And a disease that makes you turn yellow is
malaria.
And when you have your appendix taken out, you say you have an attack of
appendicitis.
If a person can't keep food down, you say they have to
vomit.
And if a person vomited, you say they were sick
at their stomach.
Now if there was a couple who were going out a lot together and before they were married, and you thought that the boy had serious intentions toward the girl, you might say that they were
going steady.
And is there an older word like that people used to use for that?
Dating.
Courting.
Courting, yes. Uh-huh. Yes, I've heard it, but that wasn't used. I don't ever remember that being used when I was dating.
Yeah, it was dating when you were dating.
Yes, it was dating when I was dating.
And in talking about this couple, they would. What they would call him, they would say he is her
boyfriend
and she is his
girlfriend.
And if he asked her to marry him and she went off with someone else instead, you'd say that she
jilted him.
And if she didn't jilt him, you'd say they went ahead and got
engaged.
And after they were engaged, they
married.
After a wedding, a kind of a noisy serenade that they have is
chivalry.
When young people get together and move around the floor, you say that they're
dancing.
And you go to school to get an
education.
And after high school, you go on to
college.
And after kindergarten, you go into
grammar school.
And years ago, children used to sit on benches, and now they sit at
desks.
And each child has his own
desk.
And a building, especially for books, is called a
library.
You mail a package at the
post office.
You stay overnight in a strange town at a
motel or hotel.
The place where you see a movie is
a theater.
And you have an operation in the
hospital.
And you're taken care of by a
nurse.
And if you were going from one street to another, and instead of going down and making a corner, if you walked across at an angle, you'd say you were going
catty-cornered.
And in cities before they had buses, they used to have the
cable cars.
And if you were on a bus, you might tell the driver, the next corner is where I want
to get off.
And in reference to Searcy County, Marshall is the
county seat.
And the postmaster is paid by the federal
government.
And Richmond's the capital of
Virginia.
And Atlanta's the capital of
Georgia.